This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of society and giving them benefits of all schemes without discrimination. He called it true governance and true secularism. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India.
Ye Rashtra Prerna Sthal hame sandesh deta hai ki hamara har kadam, har pag, har prayas राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा मैं लखनऊ को उत्तर प्रदेश को पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूं
Prime Minister Modi said saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. A prayer meeting was organized at his Samadhi this morning. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister. To mark the occasion, Abhyuday Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organized in Gwalior. Union Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stones and inaugurated development projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Shah remembered the contributions of late Atal Bihari Vajpayee to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tributes to Bharat Ratna Mahamana Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary. He said Mahamana played a crucial role in awakening national consciousness along with social reforms to break the chains of slavery. A top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, has been killed in a joint security operation in Kandhamal district of Odisha this morning. The top Maoist was carrying a reward of 1 crore 10 lakh rupees on his head. Ganesh Uike was a central committee member and Odisha in charge of the band CPI Maoist. He was wanted in connection with several major Maoist attacks in different parts of the country. 5 other Maoists were also reportedly killed in the encounter. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure with effect from tomorrow, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after tomorrow. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervour today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. They decorate their houses with Christmas tree, illuminated paper star and holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to people on the occasion of Christmas. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim till Sunday. Dense fog conditions will prevail over parts of northeast, Chhattisgarh, east, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, entire northwest and sub-Himalayan region for the next 2 days. The weather department also predicted cold to severe cold day conditions in Haryana, Jharkhand, West Rajasthan and east Uttar Pradesh for the next few days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.